VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Well, call, hurry up, give us a buzz. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. You know, when we were talking to Mr. Customer Service just now, Tim Chapman, I was reminded that I've been searching for a carbon steel knife, and I had stopped searching. I got to get back on eBay and look.
Wow.
I went to, I know it's hard to believe, but one of the many side adventures I took in my life was in 1974 at 20 years old. I went to cooking school.
I remember you said that.
And one of the things we did on the first day was travel together to the whole class to Cambridge, Mass, to this ancient cutlery shop where we all had to purchase on our own money. We got a stipend for taking this course. It was a long story. Chef knives for the duration of the class, which was going to be about 3 months of intensive 5-day, 12-hour days. And I bought a knife, carbon steel, chef's knife, French, that was, and I think it was Sabatier, but I can't actually be sure, that I loved, and it was my knife for years. I kept that knife, and I lost it in the 90s when I moved to California. I have no idea where it went.
Oh.
And if you're a chef, you know, stainless steel, everyone loves stainless steel, but if you want an edge, if you want a real tool that you can use for multiple, like carving and cutting and dicing and slicing and julienne and mincing, like I need help mincing, you need a carbon steel knife because they really take an edge when they're sharpened, and they keep that edge, and you have to season it. It's prone to rust, so you got to keep it cleaned and oiled, but it's well worth it. So I'm going to get another one.
Wow. I didn't know all that about knives.
See, and look at what he said is so true. You learn about the things that you love. Now, I would have, back when I was 20 years old, I was an idiot. I thought, oh, it's a knife, it's a big deal. It was only after, you know, I used it for years and I realized, yeah, this is a great knife. And I would try other knives and I'd say, this is crap. I want my knife. It's a great, pack up your tools and leave. You don't have what it takes to be master chef. Those tools are amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, it always like a knife in my heart when I hear that.
Well, let us know how your knife hunt comes.
Yes, and think of the other things that are, while he was talking, I'm thinking, I something sparked an interest in fragrance and using eBay and other websites where fragrance aficionados and experts would hang out. I've learned so much about, and I took it for granted. I just take it for granted. I don't think I know anything, but I realize I've learned a lot in enjoying this particular, field of collecting and endeavor. Now I'm getting rid of it all, and that knowledge is going to help me get rid of it all. I can reassure buyers when they have questions that, yes, I have tested it, and yes, this is still good formulation, and yes, this is, was made in this year.
And people would be surprised at the knowledge they have, that they don't even realize.
I think you're right.
Different things,
I think people think, I really don't know anything,
so,
but you know, Griff, so much more than you think you do.
During our guest slots today, something was wrong with the Wi-Fi in here.
Yeah.
And I was having a little bit of a struggle, and now they've all come in. So we have some contact us emails.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you can answer this first question or not.
I can try.
But if you can't, it's something to send to Mr. Hendy. So it's from Helen in Oregon, known as Summer Toad on eBay. What if I send you the handbag I purchased on eBay 10 years ago, which I suspect is fake, and you agree? Who pays return shipping if you decide it is fake? That's an interesting question, actually.
So I don't think that's the way it works. It's not an authentication service. It's a listing service.
Ah, so it has to be something that's listed.
It's something that's going to be put up for sale. If it's not authentic, if you send it to eBay Authenticate, because they do the listing and the selling and everything. If it's not authentic, they're going to send it back to you. Or what we just heard from James is probably not going to, they're going to probably destroy it.
Okay, this is the one thing that we did not mention when he was on.
Yeah, this is not an appraisal authentication service. This is a listing service on eBay.
So you send them the person, if it's real, they'll list it for you.
They list it for you, exactly.
If it's not real, Who pays the return shipping?
I don't think there is return shipping. If it's not real, it's illegal to even ship the item. It'll be destroyed. That's what we were talking about before.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. If it's not, you can't trade or ship or, you know, be involved in illegal merchandise. So if it's deemed unauthentic, it's going to get destroyed.
I get it.
Right. Okay. I mean, I'm assuming that's what PayPal would do in PayPal disputes. Arriving over authenticity is that I know that they had a process where you could ship the bag to them, and if it was not authentic, and I don't know how they determined that, the bag was destroyed. But the law says that, you know, counterfeit items have to be destroyed. That's just what the law says.
Ron Lowe, Birmingham, Alabama, has some suggestions. He sent it in a contact us email. Hello, Griffin Lee. I was trying to find a way to select and change my listing to and from free listing. I think he probably meant free shipping, maybe?
Yeah, say that again.
Hello, Griffin Lee. I was trying to find a way to select and change my listing to and from free listing.
You mean
probably
free
mentioned
shipping.
Free. He probably meant free shipping there.
Yeah.
Okay. A, for me, it would be helpful to display and select active listing by free shipping on the Seller Hub active listings page. Currently, I've only been able to display calculated, which includes free shipping listings.
Right.
Okay, so he's suggesting.
So he wants to filter in active listings for listings that are free shipping?
For me, it would be helpful to display and select active listing by free shipping. Wants
yeah, but
to
that's
have it
there. So that is there.
Okay, so there's a one that will have, that will pick up nothing but free shipping?
Well, so if you go to the active view and the, listings tab in Seller Hub.
Okay.
Make sure you've done this because it may not be showing up. There's a, up in the right hand corner under messages and comments, there's a link for customize. Make sure that you are including, have checked the box for shipping cost as one of the columns that displays. It may be unchecked. And then you can see your listings that are free or not free. Now, what I am seeing, though, this is interesting. So this says calculate, but all my listings are free. So why is it saying that? Interesting. Yeah, I don't know why it's saying calculate, honestly, because this listing, all my listings are free shipping. Let's see what this one says. Free shipping, yeah. So what I'm thinking is maybe, let me see if I revise this.
Okay.
Yeah, because maybe there's a, if you're offering calculated as opposed to flat rate, maybe that then doesn't show up as free even though it is free. But if you've got listings that are free, in that column it shows up as free, the shipping cost column.
Okay.
So let me choose. I have a listing here that's not showing as free, and I know it. So let me open it up.
Yeah, what he's saying is he wants to be able to display only the active listings that have free shipping.
Right. So, and I think that's possible. I just have to go through this.
Okay.
Yeah. So try that. It'll give you the column that shows. Let's see what this is. Edit. I want to edit the shipping policy. See what I've got it here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So if I change this to, it says calculated. If I change it to flat free shipping, let's see, at free shipping services, I forgot what that was. I got to look it up. I don't want to change it. There may be a design flaw here where if you're using free shipping checkbox with calculated shipping, then in the column it shows up as calculated as opposed to free, even though it is free. If it's flat rate free, it appears to show up there. If I check another item, we're in the shipping cost column. It says,
he says currently he's only been able to display calculated.
Right. So maybe all of his free shipping is calculated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll ask. I don't know why that is the case.
Then he has a B. He said, as far as I found, when doing an advanced search and using just your seller's ID and free shipping, a search display of free shipping your items is returned. Is there a way I can use advanced search to display listing without the free shipping option?
Well, you're searching for by seller?
When doing an advanced search and using just seller's ID and free shipping, a search display of free shipping your items is returned.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he means, because does he mean he's searching on his ID using the advanced search option for buy seller? So you enter a seller ID. Because that search does not provide an option for filtering for free shipping.
Okay.
But if you're just on the advanced search page, which is find items, that's not searching for the ID or by the ID. You can search by keywords, you can exclude keywords, and you can filter by those that are just free shipping. But you can't, there's not a search op, there's not a filter for free shipping if you're searching by seller ID on the search for buy seller option for advanced search.
I get it. Then he has a C.
Jeez.
eBay encourages free shipping. To help that effort, would it be cost effective for eBay to offer an incentive to sellers, such as a fixed or sliding scale discount on the shipping costs that are included in the FBF?
Yeah, we're not going to do that, because the encouragement of free shipping is that we know that buyers prefer it. It should give you better traffic and better sales.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not going to subsidize free shipping.
And that's never going to happen.
No.
Probably. Okay.
Yeah.
Ron, you
got it. The idea is you're not forced to do it. If you do it, it could result in higher sales for you, so you can test it out. It's not a deal breaker, but we encourage free shipping not because eBay wants free shipping. We're not buying the stuff from you. We don't care. What we can tell you is that our extensive buyer research shows that buyers respond to free shipping. It's what they want. So we're encouraging you to give them what they want so they'll buy more from you. I hope that makes sense. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. Coming up, our closing segment of today's eBay Radio.
Where did it go?
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum. There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return and print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 433.
The holiday season is the cornerstone of every retailer's year, so Q4 sales are important. Kathy Terrell is known on eBay as top-rated seller, NYC Fitness Family Finds. She says don't skimp on the amount of words in your title.
Because they're only using 4, 5, or 6 words when eBay gives you 75 to 80 characters. And if you want to attract holiday shoppers, you really want to be using the 75 to 80 characters. Your brand, your color, things that are distinctive about the item, the color or the pattern or the embellishment. You want to make sure to include all of that.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment of our show is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
And before we do the events calendar, yes, we had one email that I did not get to, and it's very fast. It's from Willie in Winter Springs, Florida, known as Toy Box Life on eBay.
Okay.
He said, I was just listening on the radio and you were talking about making that second shipping label outside of eBay.
Yeah.
I like sending my regulars presents every now and then, so I use paypal.com/MOS.
Okay.
It works great.
So yeah, that's another option.
That's certainly another option there.
I have a stamps.com account. I like to use it for that as well.
Good. Okay, you ready to read the calendar of events? And please let me remind people that if you'd like to meet up with fellow eBay sellers in your neck of the woods, you can check out the eBay Radio Seller Events calendar. Griff and I are going to read it right now. It's located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. So on every single page in the eBay Radio Archives, you will find that up at the top of the page.
Right. So the first one is in February 6th. Which is next week. It's a Tuesday, and it's the Buffalo Niagara eBay Sellers Group meetup. It'll take place at Panera Bread in Amherst, New York from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's a casual get-together so their new members can get to know one another.
Then on February 7th, Oregon E-commerce Sellers Group meetup is happening. That's Wednesday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Portland, Maine Post Office in Portland, Oregon. The topic is Fantastic February, spelled with P's. How to succeed in 2018. This group meets the first Wednesday of every month.
The Central Florida e-commerce group meetup will take place Wednesday, February 7th from 6:45 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. at the Sons of Italy Lodge number 2441. It's a pub in Deltona, Florida. And the topic is, ta-da, selling on eBay.
Wow. February 9th, 2018, Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. The topic, eBay Q&A.
I want to change their name to Park and Eat.
Yes.
That's
park
the order
first.
About things. That, yeah, park
yes.
and then eat.
Park and eat.
If you eat and then you park, what's the point of going to the restaurant?
Really?
On February 10th, the Ohio eBay Area eBay Sellers Group meetup will take place. That's a Saturday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And it's going to take place at the Tiki Underground in Hudson, Ohio.
Buying and selling ball caps.
Yeah, and trucker hats as well for fun and profit. And the presenter is downtown. What? Is it the real downtown Julie
I'm sure
Brown?
Not.
Wow, she's really come a long way since MTV. Join us for an afternoon of fun and networking. Come prepared to share your scores and duds as any updates on your duds to studs listing and selling experiments to let them know how you're doing.
Then on February 13th, Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. And the topic, postal rate increases, what to buy, what not to buy for resale. Presenter is going to be Eric Nash from Stamps.com, Lyd Hudziak, and Laura Bauer Wojewoda.
The Calgary, that's in Canada, for those you don't know, and that's the Calgary eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen Wednesday, February 14th at 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in the Alistair Ross Technology Center at Calgary Innovates. And the topic is a new year and a new trading environment.
Then on February 15th, eBay sellers and resellers of Nashville, Tennessee meetup happens from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Music City Sheraton Veranda Lounge in Nashville, Tennessee. Please join us for a casual meet and greet. We want to hear your thoughts about the future of this group.
And finally, February 18th, the Colorado Springs eBay sellers group meetup will happen. I guess it's at Herbs, Crafts, and Gifts, house. It doesn't say.
I guess so.
Yeah. From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That's, Luis Sanchez, by the way. And the topics are using eBay tools to gain better exposure for your listings. And this group meets the third Sunday of every month.
And if you click on the title, it actually gives you, it gives you an, well, it's a map comes up automatically.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And shows you where it is and who to contact, and the contact email being, we know this woman, Louise Sanchez. We just talked to her a little while ago today.
Exactly.
And so we've done a good job, I think, with our, you know, group meetup stuff here on the website.
Exactly.
So, Griff, this is Tuesday. We'll be back together on Thursday.
Yes, we will be.
Again.
And we'll have a great call-in show, and there may be pop-ins. You never know.
Yeah, on Thursdays, we don't have invited guests. It's all for you on Thursdays. And every now and then, we do have a surprise pop-in guest that shows up, usually from eBay. In fact, they're always from eBay when there's a pop-in guest.
Absolutely.
I believe, right? To pop
yeah,
in.
That's right.
And so join us, certainly join us on Thursday as well. We're only 2 hours on Thursday because we have no guests, so it's a shorter show.
Right.
So are you working during the week on your garage or just on weekends?
Griff? No,
we
I've
want
been
a
putting,
picture. We need some pictures.
I've been putting in a few hours when I can sneak them in. The weather's been pretty nice here, too, so that helps. And I've got three big things to get rid of in the front. I have a boxed dining room table that lifts up that I never even opened. I have an antique cabinet that I don't want. It's nice.
A dining room table in a box.
I bought it from a man, you know, a company 2 years ago, and I just never got around to using it. Now I don't want it. And then I have a 1960s dual manual Farfisa organ. These are highly collectible. But they're heavy, so they're hard to ship. And those three things are going to open up a lot of room in my office.
Wow. We need a picture before you sell those.
I will. I'll do that.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. We'll be live again Thursday, February 1st for Ask Griffin Lee. Join us then. It's eBay Radio.
You've got listing to do. And the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's six ways 6-Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6-Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6-Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
When it comes to packaging your sold items for shipping, presentation is everything. That's why Bubble Fast owners Mark and Robin Levine have added a new category of shipping supplies at wholesale prices. That new category is gift packaging. Just in time for the holidays, Bubble Fast offers a wide selection of gift boxes with all the trimmings, including a rainbow of tissue paper. Festive pattern, seasonal, and all occasion boxes come complete with gift tags and stickers, so your buyer doesn't need to gift wrap their purchase once they receive it. Bubble Fast's gift boxes are suitable for apparel, jewelry, home decor items, small electronics, and other gift-worthy goods. There's even an assortment of Santa Paws packaging for pet gifts. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.